T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on a Monday morning in the Delaware Valley. And I would like to offer a disclaimer before we begin today's radio show. I am a man who truly loves sleep.
Okay.
I did not sleep well last night, nor did my friend Rhea Hughes, because of what we witnessed over a three-hour period yesterday afternoon at the Meadowlands. Mm. It was an exercise in frustration. We just experienced, many of us, a four-day weekend. And I could say to you unequivocally, the worst 3 hours of the 4 days was the 3 hours we had to tolerate the garbage we witnessed up against the Giants at the Meadowlands yesterday. It was a disgrace from the top of the organization down to the water board.
Yeah, don't forget
you
them.
You understand? All of them deserve to be ripped to shreds today on this radio show for an abomination of a football game. And Jonesy, I want to warn you right now, I got to talk to the coach at 7:30.
Yeah.
He cost me sleep.
He did.
I cannot be held responsible for my attitude when he's on. Now, I have put together a tough group of questions. Rhea, you've read my questions.
I have.
This is going to be an interrogation of what the hell he was thinking yesterday. And needless to say, it will focus first on the last drive of that football game.
Oh, my.
Because that last drive, Al, do you have any sense for what the hell he was doing in there?
I have no
idea. What
was
he doing? Your game is out of line. You could still pull this out.
You got two. You got a great receiver and a tight end.
So you're out there and you're plotting. How can I get this ball in the end zone? What can I do? Oh, I have an idea. I have right now on my roster the 133rd ranked wide receiver in football. I also have the 25th ranked, and the only reason he's that low, Devontae Smith, is because I don't give him the ball enough. But I have Jalen Reagor ranked 133, which basically he's the fourth best receiver on any football team.
Right.
Let me feature him with the big moment. And this, Josie, was based on two things. One is he actually made a play in the first half to the shock of everybody.
Yes.
And more importantly, they continue to force-feed Jalen Reagor because Howie Roseman will not admit an egregious mistake when he picked that guy.
Bingo.
That everything that comes out of this, keep in mind, it's Howie still trying to cover up one of the worst mistakes he's made as a GM.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Because he drafted a person on potential, not on what the player had ever done before.
So let's just take the very end of this game and analyze how outrageous it was. Final drive, I didn't even think, after the fumble, they got the ball right back. They got time.
The Giants
are
awful.
Do it.
Yes.
The Giants are waiting to be beaten. Joe Judge, their coach, is on the sideline. It looks like he can't remember what stadium he's in. The guy's no.
He's a moron.
And they go right down the field. They're just giving little quick throws right down. They're right there.
Yeah.
They're on the doorstep. Oh, I got an idea. Let's try a corner ball again because it worked in the first half. Let's try getting it to Rager again. Let's see how that goes. Joe, fire. It's the first one. The first one.
Hurts is back. Hurts is looking. Still looking. He starts to run. He is pumping. He is looking for the end zone, and it is incomplete. And that will end it. Yelling for a pass interference call and not getting it is Jalen Rager.
This is a ball that should have been caught by Jalen Rager right at the goal line.
That was the second one. That was the last one. That actually hurt more than the other one.
Of course.
The other one for you, but Jonesy, you're going to make the catch.
Yeah, you do.
There's one guy on you, and he's behind you. Mm-hmm. Even, and you're right there at the goal line.
Even when Hurts
and you're up in the air, and the ball is coming right into your hand.
Yes. Did you? You watch.
How did you miss the ball? This is your career.
Watch.
How did you miss the football?
Watch Hurts release the pass. He's begging him to catch the ball. It's almost like he's feathering it into his hands.
Do you know why?
Because he knows the
guy
can't
play. Shouldn't be throwing it to
him.
He knows that should be Devontae Smith. Smith was bugging out on the field before the fourth down call. Throw the ball to me, damn it! And Sirianni dials up Rager again. And here's the true insanity of this. All right? He had already blown one just before that. Here's the other drop.
Hurts on first down is back. He steps up. He looks. He is going deep down the far sideline. And it is incomplete. It was intended for Jalen Rager down near the goal line. Incomplete. Stopping the clock with 54 seconds.
Now, it grazed off his helmet.
Then
bounced off his fingers.
Yeah.
How? Explain how you watched it. How did he track the ball? It was right there. Those two throws were terrific.
Because he choked at the end.
He choked.
His eyes were closed on one.
He choked.
Well, that was I think that was after he clanged off his helmet.
Whatever.
What
is he doing? Al, after that drop, you going back to him?
No.
No, I'm not.
You going back to him? Name me a coach who'd be dumb enough to do that the second time.
The only way you go back to him is everybody's covered and it's a complete panic. And that wasn't the situation. He was a target.
Man, now, listen to that. All right, so this is how the game ends. That guy drops two balls, all right? So I'm going, well, how much worse could it be? I better watch Sirianni in the post game. It got worse.
Mm-hmm. He struggled.
Al, he's the guy's the 133rd ranked wide receiver in football.
Yeah,
and listen to the way Nick talks about how important it is to get him involved. Listen to this.
Well, I don't know if we're completely prioritizing him in the offense at this point. Is he explosive enough? No doubt. In his body, he's got explosive playmaking ability. He's one of our fastest guys. He's one of our quickest guys. He's one of our strongest guys. And so, you know, we do. We want to make sure we be able to get him some touches. The way we've been getting it to him on some reverses, arounds, jet sweeps, screens, they haven't been working. So we got to find a different way to do it. And that's my job first to do so.
That is a steaming pile of BS.
Well, that's the wrong way.
Understand?
It's never your first job to make a player better.
Your first
job is to make the team
exactly.
better.
Exactly. All right. Now, here's the thing. Al, first of all, he's saying he didn't prioritize. He did prioritize. That guy got 7 targets. The two best receivers on the team are
Smith
and Goddard.
Goddard.
They got 7 targets combined. So who did you prioritize? Jonesy, did he prioritize the guy?
No.
He did.
But the reason Rager is so bad is because the GM put this guy in a position he knows he doesn't belong. And if Sirianni's going to go to him, he's going to drop the ball again. He cannot play in the NFL.
Here's the thing. He's so bad that the Giants devised a kickoff strategy to not kick it through the end zone because they wanted him to run back because they know he couldn't get to 25.
And you said it last week. He can't even do that job.
He can't do anything.
They can't find a place to put him, and the general manager drafted him in the first round ahead of Jefferson.
All right, now, Jonesy, I want you to analyze the next comment because this set me off, all right? If Rager caught that ball, as improbable as it may be, if Rager caught that ball, would the Eagles have won the game?
Yeah.
It was under 30 seconds.
Yeah.
They would have won the game.
They would have won the game.
So listen to Coach.
in that scenario right there, he made a really good play at the end of the first half. He's going to want the one, you know, at the end of the game. But it never comes down to one play, right?
No, it came down to one play. If he caught it, you win. If he doesn't catch it, you lose. Yeah, there were four turnovers. Yeah, all that. It doesn't matter. If he catches the ball, you win. This is bogus coach speak to cover up for a guy who blew the game.
100%.
100%.
And it came down to two plays.
Two plays.
On the final drive. And that's where superstar players make plays. He can't
don't
make
give
a
him
play.
The chance to blow the game. Why are you going to him? Smith is a winner. Smith is a Heisman Trophy winner. He has been good all year when you give him a chance. What are you doing? All right, let me just go. The post game went downhill from there. Because Seth Joyner was like incorrigible. Oh, he couldn't. Seth looked like he had just eaten a bad clam. All right? And here's. First, let me give you Ray Dittiger, right? Then I'll give you Seth Joyner. Here is Ray Dittiger explaining how he thinks it came about that they featured at a key moment in the game, Jalen Reagor.
It seems to me, whether by directive from the front office or just his own desire to try and get a number one draft pick on the field, they're trying to force this guy into the lineup and put the ball in his hands and trying to make something out of him. You know, the fact that Justin Jefferson keeps piling up 100-yard games one after another is probably part of it. It shouldn't be.
All right. So, and then we got Seth Joyner, and Seth Joyner looked like he was going to kill somebody. In fact, we're Ray's on at 8. I want Ray to describe what Seth was like in the final drive. Because I'm telling you, he's a scary man normally. Can you imagine how you could see the anger in his face?
Yes.
He was so mad. And here's Seth's take on who's trying to force Reagor to become a star when he isn't.
There's no way in the world you can tell me that you're trying to prioritize, you know, the only way you're trying to prioritize him is you're being told to prioritize him.
That's
okay?
Look,
because he's done nothing to get to have offensive priority on this football team. There's never a game, there's not a single game that I can think of this year, last year, the rest of the five games this year, or going into next year, where Jalen Reagor should be the priority at wide receiver. He's a third option at best.
That is very kind, third option. I wouldn't have him on the active team. He stinks. Jalen Reagor stinks. Are there any questions?
No.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's his
two,
day.
All right, your turn. 215. He even acknowledged. I'll let you hear some Reagor later. He acknowledged that when you fail, you're going to get ripped.
Oh.
He may not understand the full scope of that. He should by the end of today's show.
He will.
If he's listening for the next 4 hours, Jalen, if you're listening for the next 4 hours, you will understand that comment you made was not really right, that you know what's coming, because you don't know what's coming. 215-592-9494. We're going to kick it off with Tyrone. Hi, Tyrone.
Good morning, Ash. How's everybody doing, man?
Just let it out. Vent.
The thing that drives me crazy is that Nick Sirianni, he gets in front of everybody in Philadelphia, and he tries to insult our intelligence. You see Jalen Hurts, he had a bad game. We all can acknowledge that. He had a bad game.
Yes.
But what good players do when they have bad games, they find a way to win at the end. And he puts you in a position to win. And what happens? That stiff Reagor sticks his stinking nose and destroys us again. I don't understand why is he getting thrown the ball. You got Quez Watkins. You got Devontae Smith, who's a way better option. You got Dallas Goedert, who's a way better option. Hell, I'd have took Gainswell out the backfield.
I would have taken Greg Ward. Hell, I would have taken Whiteside.
Greg Ward.
I'm not giving that man the ball with the. Why would you go back to him, Tyrone? He already blew it.
He cannot track the football. He cannot track the football. And hit him right in his hands in the play before that and smacked him dead in the head. It's like, dude, what are you looking at? And I'm hearing that the front office is trying to prioritize him to make a four mistake. Listen, in Philadelphia, we don't try to cover up for these mistakes, man. You put the people on the field who can play. That's it. The man cannot play.
No.
You made a mistake, you cut your losses, and you move on and let the people who can actually play. Hell, where's Hightower?
Tyrone, here's what I need to know. Is it brazen or is it quiet? In other words, when they get together, when Howie Roseman gets together with the coaches, gets together with Sirianni, does he say flat out to him, I need my man Rager to be featured? Or is it just subtle? Tyrone, either way, it's strangling the football team. I need to know whether it's implicit and Nick's doing it because he realizes, well, they brought me here to do their bidding. This is what they want. Or if they're literally saying to him, I want you to pass more because he sabotaged several drives by passing the ball. You saw what he's doing there, Jonesy?
Yes.
And then, so the two big things are they want him to pass it and they want to feature Rager so they don't look stupid. And both of them burned him yesterday. Tyrone, do you think they're telling him straight out, this is what you got to do? Or you think they're wink-wink? You know, like
it's obvious. It's third and one. I mean, no, I'm sorry. First and goal before the half.
Yep.
Why don't you just go back to Boston Scott up the middle?
Yep.
It was right there.
Yes.
And you try to get cute again. You know what, Ange? I'm so sick of Howie and Jeffrey Lurie with this pass-happy stuff. You're in a blue-collar city. We play defense. We play physical football here. I don't understand what they're looking at. And Jeffrey, the thing that kills me, Jeffrey knows better, and I'm going to keep repeating it.
No, he does
not. The year you went to the Super Bowl, you had three running backs, and you led the league damn near rushing every week.
The Super Bowl was an accident.
Complete.
A wonderful accident. Tyrone, you never let me down, and you didn't let me down today. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, Sirianni's
a great call right there.
Getting off the hook for his first half play calling was abysmal.
Awful. I'm getting
abysmal.
To that, too.
Abysmal.
No, at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, I'll take you through his whole day of play calling.
Yeah, third, fourth
it was
quarter
was all
terrible. Yeah.
Rhea, you and I were exchanging texts the whole day. You realize half of the texts involve some profanity?
I have to work on that.
No, me, I did more than you did. This guy blew the game. Do you understand? We're going to about to ask you the question of the day. I'll give you the answer already. Nick Sirianni blew the game yesterday.
1,000%.
Not Hurts, not Rager, not even Howie this time, because I'm not sure how much he told him to do.
Yeah, well.
Nick Sirianni single-handedly blew the biggest game of this season.
1,000%.
215-592-9494. Your angry calls when we return. WIP Sports Time, 660.
Temperatures are cooling, and it's critical to ensure your heater works safely. Now is the time to have your heating system professionally serviced during Horizon Services' Black Friday Total Heating Event. Extend it through December 5th. Book your home's heater tune-up for just $59 and lock in 50% off a spring AC tune-up for only $29. Call now at 800-999-1995. Horizon will inspect your heater, exchanger, and gas lines, plus confirm carbon monoxide is exiting your home properly. Your inspection is performed by Horizon's professional technicians, trained over 150 hours a year, more technicians on call, and more fully stocked trucks on the road. Horizon is the area's most trusted home services team to get your fall heater tune-up and safety inspection for $59. Call or visit horizonservices.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are back. We're getting early returns on a question, which we haven't even given out yet. Please, don't do this.
What
please,
happened?
No, you are not right on this. Give us the question, Ava.
It's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. The Armin dealerships, closer than you think. Which member of the Eagles organization was most responsible for yesterday's loss? Nick Sirianni, Jalen Reagor, Jalen Hurts, Howie Roseman.
Nick Sirianni, not even close. Jonesy.
Sirianni just above Reagor.
Above Reagor. Yeah. All right. Al.
For the loss, it's Reagor.
Reagor.
Two times he had the game in his hands.
Right. But I didn't want to put him in that position because I know he would drop it. Rhea, who you got?
How many times did I call for him to be fired during
Sirianni.
The game?
Sirianni. She's got Sirianni. Who do you have?
Reagor.
All right, do you want to know, ladies and gentlemen, that apparently right now Jalen Hurts leads?
Well, he wasn't great.
Is that unbelievable?
He might win the whole thing.
Right now, I mean, it's only been up for 7 minutes. Right. 36% Jalen Hurts to Rager's 33.
Wow.
Well, that's ridiculous. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Well, because that's...
Yeah, Hurts was bad. The last two throws were perfect, and you didn't have a receiver catching the ball. You would not care today that he threw three interceptions if Reagor had caught either of those balls.
No one expects Reagor to catch the ball.
No.
That's how irrelevant
yes.
he is.
Yeah.
So
that's
the fact
right.
that he was the guy it went to, he's not going to get as many votes as he should.
I mean,
he
should be
Ava,
what?
You were monitoring fan response right after the game, correct?
Oh, yeah.
I know I set a record. I had 100 emails in 5 minutes. I've never seen more angry people. I had to spike a lot of them out because all it was a profanity. What was it like where you were monitoring social media?
Reagor was just getting absolutely scorched by everyone. Angelo, personally, I'm sitting there, I'm watching as a fan. And I'm with Bill, and we're just going, why? Why are you doing this to us? Why are you targeting him when you have Devonta Smith? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to me as a fan, going to Reagor at all?
You deserve better as a fan than those dumb decisions made by the coach in the final minute of that game.
It was absolutely
outrageous. How am I going to interview him, Jonesy?
It's going to be difficult.
Listen to me. All right, this guy cost me sleep last
night. He did.
What he did in the whole game was illogical. It was a dumb play. The whole game plan was ridiculous.
He lost to Joe Judge.
When he ran the ball, did it go pretty well?
Oh, it did.
Let's stop every once in a while and fire up three passes and go to the sideline.
Let's get on the Giants side of the field and then start throwing the ball.
Oh, God. Keith is up from Bensalem. Hi, Keith.
How you doing, guys?
Let it out, Keith. Get mad.
I'm mad. I'm very mad. I think that was one of the worst games that I've seen, the coaching, the play of the quarterback, the play of the receiver, unbelievable. But so listen, so I want to tell you how I feel on this Monday. I want to sing to you how I feel on this Monday morning. This is how I feel, Angela. I don't like Mondays. I'll tell you why. I don't like Mondays. There's a reason I don't like Mondays when the Eagles play like crap on Sundays.
Okay, Keith, listen, this is not a day for singing. Just tell you right now, it's not. Let me get up Mad Mike here. He's usually negative anyway. Hi, Mike.
Hey, I'm going to be really upfront with you. The fact that you're letting Hurts off the hook is kind of disingenuous.
I'm not letting him off the hook. He's not the top guy.
your whole narrative so far has been Jalen Reagor. When the guy that you've dubbed as the franchise QB of the future threw three interceptions, and on that final drive, almost threw a fourth.
I'll answer this.
You've said nothing about him. It's disingenuous.
Well, we didn't say nothing about him. I mean,
you said almost nothing about it. And it's the fact Reagor is a bum, and we all know that.
Well, then why are you throwing the ball to him? That's the point. But that's the point. What you just said is the exact point.
But
we all know
the ball is responsible. And the fact is, he's half a player. All he can do, Angelo, is run. He can't play the QB position.
Well, there's no question he can't throw the ball very well. But at the end of the game, he threw the ball to the guy who you said we know can't play.
Well,
and it's an indictment of the coach, Mike. You don't even know what you're saying. If you're throwing a ball that you know can't play and the ball was catchable, don't blame the quarterback and don't blame the bad player. Blame the coach who dialed that up. Why don't you see that?
No, it's ridiculous that the fact that we are just – everybody would kill Wentz
Mike,
today.
You've got a problem. You've got an agenda.
No.
You're not looking at the game and analyzing exactly what you saw. Al is 100% right. What determined the game were the two drops.
They were.
Everyone said it. The two drops were Reagor because he stinks and the coach because he dialed his name up. That's the important thing.
Win and the loss right there.
But exactly.
Hurts had a very
Hurts
bad afternoon.
Yeah, no,
Hurts
sucked. Bad.
Sucked
yeah.
in
All
the
game.
He sucked throwing the football, without a doubt. However, he won the game if he's got a receiver who makes either of those two catches.
Yeah, you still have a season if that passes.
I need somebody up who knows what he's talking about. Fortunately, Simon John has arrived. Hi, John.
That was sickening. Absolutely. You put yourself in a position and you just throw it away like that. There's a lot of blame to go around, but I disagree with you. My number one is Hurts. You can't turn the ball over in scoring position, give me field goals, and give points up, because at the end of the game, then you only need a field goal or who knows what. Obviously, Reagor. And you keep saying the coach. There's not only one receiver on a play call. There's five or six receivers out. Hurts is throwing him the ball. I mean, this kid, again, they took everything away. He's got to win games on his own. He didn't do it yesterday. In this biggest game of the season, he didn't do it.
All right, hold on, John. You don't understand. There were other options on every play, but Nick Sirianni made it clear he was not going to make one of those options, Devontae Smith. I'm going to play this for you. He made it clear because Smith was freaking out.
I don't know why they didn't make a bigger deal. They should have made a big deal of anything.
Smith was freaking out. Listen after the game to Sirianni said, "Nah, they were in the wrong defense. I could never possibly go to Smith."
He wants the ball in a critical situation like that. They were playing two-man in that scenario. They had played it three snaps in a row. There was two-man on that one as well. And so, you know, the type of play that he wanted in that scenario wasn't going to be good. But I love the fact that he wants the ball in crunch time and wants
right,
it
so
on
John,
his.
John, he's saying because the guy he was
coverage,
they were doubling
yeah.
him, I just kept going to Reagor. Reagor stinks. Does Reagor
nonsense.
Stink?
That's him just protecting his
Does Reagor stink, John?
I agree. It's a joke. His return game is non-existent. You might as well put 11 guys on the line and just try and block it and don't have him back here if you have him back here.
So why are they relying on him? Why do they keep going to him when he consistently fails?
I have no idea. The other play that nobody's talking about is the first down play when they got a first down at the 15 or whatever it was, and they rushed up there to spike the ball. You wasted a play. There
yes.
was plenty of time. You did not have to spike the ball there. That was a wasted play. You had four plays to score, and we gave one away
it's
for
coaching.
No reason whatsoever.
That's coaching too, John. Same thing. That's coaching. You need that guy to make the right decisions in the key moments, and he failed all day.
He failed miserably. We threw in the double coverage. I'll stick up for Hurts because, you know, it's a road game. It's a division game. The Eagles, Giants always play crazy games. I don't care how bad they are. And in spite of all that, he still did enough to win the game. He still put his team in position. So Hurts deserves that credit.
Yes.
Definitely. And it's so frustrating. I don't care if Smith is triple teamed. Either of
Well, at least you're going to get a pass interference.
Yes.
You
Sal.
Are, John. Yes, 100%.
They ain't calling it on
Is he even thinking? He is not considering the people that are in these positions. There's a reason why there's only single coverage on Rager, because they know he can't play.
I mean, we were right there. You win that game, you're one of the playoff teams.
Absolutely
okay,
right,
we're not great.
John.
We're not what? Again, it's a young team. It's learning. Their first chance to learn something was failed miserably all the way around.
You know who I'd be really mad at if I'm today?
You, John. Yep.
Jason Kelce,
yep.
Who literally busted his ass to get out there with like half a knee, and that's the garbage you come up with at the end of the game. I mean, that guy has gutted things out for you 117 straight games, and that's what you decide to do there. You owe him an apology.
They'll never admit this. Kelce did not come back at the start of the third quarter. They had no intention of using him.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, and we're going to be talking to a doctor, that it was like, you know, iffy, that kind of thing.
I bet he demanded.
He talked his way back in.
Demanded.
You know he did. Because he saw Herbick. Herbick doesn't know what a holding play is. He doesn't know what a hold is. Those were so blatant. They weren't calling anything yesterday.
No.
And his was so blatant they couldn't ignore it. So they said, get Herbick off the field. Yeah. Jason, save us. And he would have, but the people around him blew it.
If Kelce didn't come back in, that game wouldn't have been close.
No, it would not
have
been.
Herbick was brutal.
Ugh. All right, I'm going to get this out of the way now. And it's going to be brief, I promise you that. Adrian, the Giants fan. Hi,
Adrian. This all I want to say, right? You know, it's a division game. Y'all think that this is the easy part of y'all schedule? Y'all won one division game last year. This is the hardest part of y'all schedule. Like, the division, we know what y'all going to do. Like, we took a lot of stuff away. I'm so glad y'all traded Ertz, because Ertz is a giant killer.
Yep.
Man, we just took a lot of stuff away, man. We kept him in the pocket. We made him have to throw the ball. We came out with a W. Do you know, has any team yet set y'all out for three quarters? Like, it was completely just domination shutdown.
All right, just tell me this, Adrian. When the ball is in the air and the game is on a line and you're a Giants fan and Rager's camped under it, are you happy that it's Rager who you know is going to blow the catch?
Not really, Angel, because, you know, these Eagles-Giants game, they always come down to the last play. So I thought he was going to actually catch it. Once the ball go up, I'm thinking he's going to catch it because I'm the Miracle in Meadowlands 3 or something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, these games is tough, man. These division games is tough. There ain't nothing easy about these division games. And I think y'all 0-2 in the division already. So don't keep thinking this is going to be a cakewalk, man. This is not going to be a cakewalk. Y'all got a rookie coach. Y'all got a rookie quarterback. These next six games y'all got is going to be some tough games. The next four games I got against the division, it's going to be some tough games.
We assume that now, but we also think that kind of the season went down the drain with that loss yesterday.
You think?
That's what I think.
Hey, look.
What?
Hey, Angela, I just want to ask you and Rhea one question, and then y'all can just hang up on me.
Go ahead.
You watering? Hey, Rhea, are you fertilizing?
Adrian, your team sucks, and the Eagles lost to them. That's the worst part.
He gets to laugh today, Rhea.
No, I don't think you should allow it, and it offends me that you do.
I have to allow it because
you're. It's really. I want to come in and slap you in the head whenever you do.
We earned it.
No,
Jonesy,
we
earned
it. He could go laugh in Nick Sirianni's face.
We deserved it.
We deserved it.
No,
Nick Sirianni deserved it. Jalen Rager deserved it. Jalen Hurts deserved it. Boston Scott deserved it.
Yes, he did.
All the people. Nate Herbig deserved it. There were plenty of pigeons on the field yesterday, and they blew the game. But no one more than the coach who kept dialing up the number of a man who's failed for 2 years in this city. How dare he go to Rager with the game on the line? How dare he? 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time, 636.
Save up to 60% off select unique and exotic stone you will not find anywhere else. Up to 25% off all promotional marble, granite, and quartz countertops with a purchase of $19.99 or more. So whatever your style is, whether you're classic, modern, unconventional, anything in between, they've got a wide variety to choose from at Colonial Marble and Granite. They feature the nation's largest selection of unique stone from around the world, and they feature it at unbeatable savings. Need a coordinating backsplash in flooring? They've got you covered. Colonial Marble and Granite sales professionals can help you design your whole project. Stella did it for me out at their King of Prussia office.
For a limited time, spend $19.99 or more and get 0 money down and 0% financing for up to 18 months, so you do not even have to start paying for it till the new year. Make your holidays merry and bright this season. Get that dream kitchen and bathroom you've always wanted. Don't wait. These Black Friday savings end Sunday, December 5th. Stop by one of Colonial Marble and Granite's local showrooms. They got one on Washington Avenue, one in King of Prussia, or check them out online at colonialmarble.net.
All right, we are back at 641. The Eagle Show is coming up in a minute, and she's going to let some people have it. I've already been text messaging with her. She is not in a good mood. But I just want you to know, at the top of the hour, I will take you through the entire picture of how hideous the play calling was yesterday. And don't take my word for it. What the hell do I know? I'm a talk show host. Seth Joyner could not be restrained. Al, I thought he was going to hit somebody after the game.
Yeah,
he was. If Nick Sirianni walked into the post-game studio, Seth Joyner would have had him in a headlock within 10 seconds.
He
wanted to kill him.
I normally go to say hi to those guys.
Yeah.
I stayed out of there. I purposely did not go upstairs there last night. I was like, no thanks.
But on our expert, Al, is Mr. Elliot Shore Parks.
And he is brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places.
All right, Elliot, how are you today?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Here we go, Elliot. I need you to identify the biggest public enemy this morning.
Yeah.
Is it Sirianni? Is it Hurts? Is it Rager? Or is it Howie?
Yeah, so during the game, watching it, I thought it was Jalen Hurts. The interceptions just were inexplicable. To make the decisions he made, to play that poorly, to turn it over that much, I thought it was Jalen Hurts. But after the game, Nick Sirianni said something to me that pushed him ahead of Jalen Hurts. When he talked about how he wanted to get Devontae Smith the ball, but the defense was doing something to prevent it, I thought that was a sign that he shifted back to the philosophy and the coaching style that he had earlier in the year. These last few weeks, he was running the ball no matter who they were facing, right? Yep. He was being the aggressor. He was the one dictating the pace. You can't tell me against that Giants defense, you're reacting to what they're doing. They're a bad defense. I think they were like 24th or 25th in the
26.
League in points going into that. Yeah, 26. And to have – it's his responsibility, and Jalen Hurts carries this as well, but it's his responsibility as a coach to make sure Devontae Smith gets more than four targets and that Goddard's more involved. Right. So ultimately, I think Hurts was bad, but I would put Sirianni ahead of him.
Elliot, in what logical world would you dial up Jalen Rager for the two potential game-winning throws, knowing his past here over the past 2 years? Is it logical to you that he would be the go-to guy in that circumstance?
No, it's not. And look, I know what Sirianni said, and yeah, he can't call that play. It does look on the final play like Devontae Smith might have been open and Jalen Hurts missed him, at least initially. But this is where also, yes, that's play calling, and I think Rager clearly deserves blame for dropping those passes. Those were some of the worst passes I've seen covering the team. But where I would say, too, though, it's Howie Roseman's fault that he's been so poor at evaluating these receivers that outside of Devontae, they have literally nothing, right? I mean, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside's been making big catches. That's how what they've had to do because of how poor Rager is playing. So, yes, you can't call plays for Rager there. I agree. They should have gone to Smith. But it falls on Howie, too, that this is the personnel they're dealing with at the receiver position in such big moments.
Elliot, here's how bad it is with Rager. The Giants designed a kickoff plan which made them not kick through the end zone because they knew Rager couldn't get to the 25-yard line. So my question to you is, at what point do the Eagles look at Rager and say, you know what, he's a bust, he stinks, give it up? How long do we have to endure this, Elliot?
Well, if you remember in 2016 when Nelson Aguilar was going through a similar situation, he had that really bad game against Seattle, and they sat him down for a week, right? Now, I don't know if that's something they're going to do with Rager, but I do think it's something that would benefit him and the team. I mean, I think at this point, look, Rager is not the player Aguilar was, which is really saying something. But Aguilar is better than Rager is.
Oh, God, yes.
But ultimately, I also think this is a situation where it's so apparent so early on, he needs to get out of Philadelphia. Like, it's not going to work here for him. I don't think he's a very good player, so it might not work anywhere. But I think at this point, this offseason, they need to move on from him.
All right. Now, Elliot, we saw a couple of things that really screamed out front office involvement. One was the fact that they were running the ball as effectively as ever when they ran it straight up the middle. Straight. Bang, bang, back. Off guard, off tackle. Stay right in the middle of the field. Great. And then he would deviate from it, and he'd start throwing the ball. And that would sabotage the drive. They have to punt in the other team's territory. So we got the pass-happy stuff still going on, and we got Rager being force-fed to us. How involved is the front office and what we're seeing on the field, the actual coaching of the team?
Yeah. So I don't think they were very involved in yesterday, right? I mean, the Eagles were winning running the ball. Jeffrey Lurie, he's a pass-first owner. That's what he believes in. That's how he hires. But I think that if you look at these last few weeks, clearly he knows his team's best strategy is to win, right? You can say a lot of things about Lurie. I don't think he's dumb, right? We all know, looking at this team, their way to win is throwing is running the ball. But here's where I would defend Sirianni just a little bit, right? Like, he has to be able to call passing plays. I understand that they need to run it, and they should have came out running it more than they did. To have a whole series where you didn't run it, that's unacceptable, right? But ultimately, he has to be able to call passing plays as a head coach, and Jalen Hurts has to be able to execute them. Like, I think a perfect example of where they're both the problem is the sequence. I think it was at the beginning of the third quarter. They had a 3rd-and-2 and a 4th-and-2 back to back.
Oh, so, that was awful.
And they didn't run the ball, and they should have. They should have absolutely ran it on
if
third down.
If you need 2 yards, you run it on third down. If you know you're going for it on fourth down, it was inexcusable.
That was the worst moment.
That was the one that got
me. You're right.
I agree. That was terrible, and that's on Sirianni. But where I would also say is, they should be able to trust the passing game to get 2 yards on have 2 chances to get 2 yards, right? So you should run it. That's a play where I thought, as Rhea just said, it was one of the most egregious moments where he didn't call a run. But ultimately, this team's problem, too, is they don't have a passing game. Like, we've talked about this for weeks. When they had to do it, would they be able to? And there were moments yesterday where they had to do it, and they couldn't do it.
Very true. Last thing, did we just witness the worst loss of the year?
Oh, without question. I mean, without question. You look at some of the losses early in the year, at least those were against good teams. I mean, the Giants are a joke of a team. They're one of the worst teams in the league. To come out like that, to lay that type of game, it was definitely the worst loss of the season.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elliot Shore-Prox. Thank you, Elliot. Let me go to Eagles. I just want to say, Rhea and I are still emotionally over the top. We neither of us slept well.
No, you
understand? It was a 1 o'clock game, and we couldn't even get a good night's sleep because this game was so infuriating. Infuriating. I cannot imagine who the leader of the passion and Eagles fan base, Eagles Shirley, is thinking right now. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, good morning, family, friends, everyone.
Cheryl. Let it go.
Listen,
go.
I'm just trying to understand, first of all, why did we go away from what got us through all these back-to-back wins.
Yep.
I don't understand it. And from what Coach Sirianni said about Rager wanting to give him touches, why this game? Why this game? Why you wait to this game to want to give him all these touches? And so I started thinking back. Now, you know we don't have a complimentary wide receiver on the other side of the field along with Smith. So the only thing I'm thinking is, well, let's give Rager the ball to see if he can be that guy before we let him go. So, at the end of the day, y'all see, Eagles, he's not the guy. He's not the guy. So, if that's what y'all plan was intending on to do, to show everybody that Rager is the guy on the other side of the ball, I mean, on the other side of Devontae Smith, that he can do it, he can be that clutch wide receiver that we need, here you go. You saw what happened. He is not capable of it. He doesn't have it. And I remember being at the game, our home game that we won. They booed him coming out. They booed Rager coming out. So I can only imagine our next home game with Rager coming out is going to be worse. So what Prox just said, Elliot Shore-Prox just said, he do need to get out of Philadelphia. He really do need to get out of Philadelphia. And Hurst is not the only one that had a bad game. Herbig's, the penalties that canceled a big play, the touchdown that got called back. And then what about on defense? What about roughing the passes that put the daggone Giants on the first and goal? What about that play? There's a lot to go around. Giants questionable touchdown. Boston Scott fumble. Come on. Daniels was barely touched. This guy was barely touched. So Gannon, let's bring Gannon name up in there too. He gets some of this. Don't forget him. He gets some of this, too. He shouldn't let
Daniels should have been a part of to Wiz, though. What was they doing to let Daniels to run? And I was watching Daniels, and I thought that was Jalen Hurts for a moment. I had to put my glasses on and say, wait a minute. They running plays that we was running last week. Yep. They doing stuff that we was doing. So obviously Giants did their homework on us.
Sure, I just want to know this. Who do you blame the most?
I blame Nick Sirianni the most.
Yes, of course.
All day long, because he's taking cues from Howie Roseman. He's taking cues from Howie Roseman. They got away from what was giving them the most to win. And they started playing being cute, and they don't understand. You need to ask him, do he understand how important it is to play against division teams in our division? Do he understand how important this game was to us? At the end of the day, I don't think he knows how important it is, but I think he knows now us moving forward. But you know what, Angelo? I love my team. I ride or die for my team. And the last thing I want to say is I was getting a lot of texts from people asking, why are they not using Goddard? So that's a question that if you could ask. I don't know what question you asked him.
No, I'm asking him that. There were 7 targets between Smith and Goddard and 7 targets for Rager. Surely, that is illogical. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. It's horrible coaching. You've got guys that are real threats versus a guy who's never done a damn thing here. Why are you featuring that guy who's done nothing?
Yep. And he said it at his press conference. He wanted to give him. Why this game? I just want to know why this game you want to give him that many touches. I don't understand. Why this game? Why not spray him throughout so he can be good? Be better than what he is. But he's not. He is what he is. Every time he get the ball, only thing I say when he get ready to do a punt return is hold the ball, because I know he's not going to break out and get a touchdown or run it in for a touchdown or score. I just say hold the ball. And every time he try to do this little slick going back and forth. What are you doing that for? Just when you catch the ball, run with it. Why are you just trying to make all these little stupid plays and the guys is catching? You're not fooling nobody on that other side of the ball by doing that.
I'm up against it, Cheryl.
I can't deal with it.
Don't be a stranger.
I
love your passion. Love you. The whole week was ruined. It wasn't one day. It's the week. Jalen Rager will have a more enjoyable week than we will.
No, I don't think so.
Sirianni was a little too calm for my taste.
Oh, you think?
I'm just saying, all right? And he's coming up in a little over half an hour. I cannot be held to be judged based on my emotions.
Yeah,
right now.
Outsmarted yourself.
He blew that game.
11 the of coach his 16 blew first the place. Game. Passes.
11 out of 16 plays passes.
First.
I got a couple of things to indict him when we come back before he comes on. We are going to talk to a doctor in the next segment to find out what was going on with Kelce because he may have talked his way back in. They were not using him, Jonesy, and all of a sudden he was back in the game.
Yeah, that's him.
What's
that's what
that
Kelce
about?
Does.
Well, and then they disgraced him with stupid football.
Yeah, they did.
215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time. 6:54. Let me tell you about Borgata right now. Sign up today at Borgata Sports and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Atlantic City's most popular casino welcomes you with their app for the lock of the year. Simply place a $25 wager on football. You're going to get $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Use the bonus code WIP200 when you make your first bet. Enjoy football like never before with Borgata's live betting options and boosted odds specials right at your fingertips all season long. Download the app. Go to BorgataOnline.com and use the bonus code WIP200 to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $25 wager on football.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.